holding on. You base on base and Rashi. Stop Rashi. If we would have time, we'd go through the Ramchal has a mimer. It's called Mimer Al Ha'agadas, where he goes to explain how Chazal, when they write a Agadah, so what they're trying, what how you're supposed to understand a Agadah of Chazal. Obviously, Chazal did not think that the world was standing on, there was pillars under the world, and there's water under it, and there's mountains under that, and then there's, it's not what Chazal is saying. Chazal specifically, when they wrote the Agadah, they wanted to, they wanted to take something and cloak a point which was a very significant point in something which was for those who were initiated and would understand it. They would it was something of significance, and for the uninitiated, it didn't make any sense. That was their goal specifically. So we said like, huh? Exactly. Yeah, we're in that group, so that's why we're saying, huh. The Ramchal has the Maral also has a mimer which is about it, there's three basic mimorim about it which are very significant. The Rambam says that, also says for those who understand, he says the wisdom is, there's nothing greater than the wisdom which is contained in it. For those who don't, the ridiculous statements are nothing greater than anybody that you ever heard of. And you have these svarim which are, you know, sometimes tried to explain them. The Maral wrote his Sefer Be'er HaGoyla. A large part of Be'er HaGoyla was in response to two svarim which were written to help explain Agadahs in ways which the Maral felt were totally wrong. So he wrote Be'er HaGoyla, which was to explain some of the more seemingly extraordinary statements by Chazal in a way which would make sense in response to these swarm who had misunderstood them. And that's, so this Gemara actually is one of the Gemaras which you can guess gets to feature prominently in the Maral and Be'er HaGoyla on this sugya. So I'll tell you a little bit what he says. Let's see Rashi.
The Ramchal, is that contained within a Sefer, or is that a
It was actually his own. We have it. It's a freestanding mimer. He wrote a few more different mimorim called mimer. All this, mimer, all that. It's been published. Called Mimorim Al Kal. So Mimer HaKal has the Mimer HaIkrim, Mimer HaChokhma, the Mimer HaLagodis, and then a few other things they put in there also. So all very important. Mimer. It's also probably, you have the Sefer Yalkut Yedias HaEmes. Ever seen that? The two little volumes. It has their Hashem. It's other things from, it's all from the Ramchal. So it's in there, very... that was the first place where that's where I saw it. This is a lot nicer than that one. Okay. Lakdishamayim Lorits, do you like Siv S, Havamina Kiachas Nivru? If it wouldn't say S, I would assume that they both were created together. Al Jiev Shalikrishne Shemas Kiachas, Lachikosiv, but you can't, how are you supposed to write it? Lachikosiv S is Lachakdim. The word S is no, there was a difference in order. Who does Kodesh Baruch Hu give greater praise? Let me show you the Hashkim and Hishkim. So Achanami, so it talks about Oritz first. Midakara l'shamayim tchila. That itself, that the Kabarshim called or mentioned Shemayim first, that's indicative. Havlei Oritz in Darkul Lahashkim. So it means that Oritz is not the one who comes first. That's by definition. And here, the Oritz is doing what it can, so that's why it was mentioned first. Not sure what Rashi means in that first pshat. Okay, v'oid shekol ma'ase eretz misunim u'ma'ase shemayim b'mehiris. What happens down here is slow. Up, what happens up there is quick. Uzu hishkima ima, but over here it sort of caught up. It was quick. Shenivru kachas. So they were created together. Kachis kol sabr ma'aset chila. That's why they were created together. So it's sort of like made up for its slowness at that point in time, so it's discussed together. So the word goes to this list of exactly how everything stands. The Ramchal brings two pshatim and what it means. One is based on Kabbalah, it's referring to the flow of the different spheres. The other pshat that he says that is referring to that the amud, which Amor is referring to over here, the idea of amud is actually referring to Adam. That an Adam is means places where you find that the Adam is referred to as an amud. He has the element of the fact that he stands erect, and the world stands on the world has no suskiyim, were not for the fact that there is Adam there. Adam is his own suskiyim is because which is and that that's applies to any of the nations. There's a Tzelem Elokim in all of them. It says that stands in the Mayim, which is referring to the nation which has the Torah, which is compared to Mayim. The Mayim only stands on the Horim, which is like the Ovis, which is referred to as the Horim. The Horim, their Kayach is through that they have Ruach Kedesh. And Ruach Kedesh is connected to Se'orah, which refers to the idea that the Navi would receive his Navua in this overwhelming vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is referred to as Sa'ara, and that's connected to Zroya Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first Shat the Morel says. The second Shat, he said again, was Kabbalistic. Chum says it's in Yud Beis Amudim, it's referring to the Yud Beis Shvatim. Some say it's referring to seven Amudim, it's referring to the Ovis and the Imos together. Rosman Shemua says it's referring to not necessarily the ones which are in the past, but even each Tzaddik as he is right now. The term of the ruach, ma'inyan zeitul zeh, elalam tocha shaharim, omdim ala ruach. So the connection over here is to say that the harim come, are supported by the ruach, ruach, sora, is the varai, the ruach, sora, asasa. Whatever the ruach does is through the kayach of sora. With halas kol yitzira, Israel's elam, hasebas, to say, is Israel's which support it. Okay, so the first layer of the Rekia is referred to as Vilon. Nichas Shakris, the Tekoi, V'Ornira, it goes into its container, which gets it out of the way, and the light can come through. Iris comes out in the evening, Mitekoi, from its container. Mispashat Lamati Minorin, it blocks the light. Reha Elam, and therefore the world becomes dark. That process is b'zelchidushoy, that shel ma'aseh bereishis, the Bach puts it, and that's how the world, in a certain sense, re-expresses itself every day. We go through a process of the orb becoming visible and then and not. I can't tell you this is pshat in Gemara, but at least what comes to mind is that idea that I mentioned from the Balatanya, which the Kabbalah talks about a lot, the idea that the world was created to act as a blinder and a blockage of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's or, because if there'd be the full or, there'd be no Bechira. What was created to generate something where it was not obvious, and etc. So that's the function of this Rekia. Then,
isn't that a little bit? But man's here. Man has to interpret it all. We're talking about from Hashem's perspective or man's perspective that the world is a sort of like a go between.
I'm not sure which direction you're going. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu would be so overpowering there'd be no room for anything or for Bechira. In other words, see, that's like, why isn't God obvious? Well, if God be obvious, then we wouldn't get any reward.
I understand now.
Right? There's no free will. So the Bereshit created a world where things are not obvious. He created a darkness to the world, which blocks the light.
But that's to keep us from seeing the light, or to keep us from only from having the... So we can have this choice. So we have the choice to do right.
Well, they go... I mean, that's how you split the two. You can't really split the two. Eventually, a person through his own efforts will be able to see the light. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him moments where he sees the light, you know, and then he can choose to, in the darkness, to hold on to those moments. Okay, Kadaik is not a Kadaik. Urea. So Kadaik is a urea, is a panel of a tapestry. Tyler Balaz. Alma Yesh Shemayim Shein Mishem Shein El Tashmish Yiriya Prusa. Its only function is it's like this spread out canopy, tent cover. Ma'ayin is Lashon Mador, Makom Shem Malachim Dorim, but that's the place where the Malachim dwell. V'choshes Minei Kodesh Shal Yisrael Shem Kalsim Behem. By day they're quiet, waiting for Klal Yisrael. Yemi Yitzav Hashem Chasta Yitzav La Malachim Lishtoik. So Bereshit tells the Malachim that by day they have to be quiet, that allow Klal Yisrael to function, to do what it has to do. Velayla Shira Imi. So Velayla Shira Berakia, the Bach adds in Shiroi Berakia. Im shir shali shikilas to beyom, together with that shir that I got by day, the malachim give a shir again. There's in the place where I am. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "There's another shir going on besides the one I got by day." It brings a pasuk. That is machon. Also, etches of peronis. It's a place which is a storage place for piranhas. And that place is where you have all these packages of calamities which can occur. It's a shelag, kalela the piranhas, which are used for piranhas. There's shelag and borad, etc. So it mentions there's Elias Agolim there. So what are Elias HaGolim? Rashi says, Loshen Eigel Shamayu, the drops of water. That means the water to come down to punish. You find that language, Loshen Igle Tal, Loshen Agan Asar, Shemich Mischalefes Lamed Benun, sometimes the Lamed Benun can be interchanged. What does it mean? Hamayim Boim Dim Lahalkas Paris. That's the water which is waited to be used to when the merchant wants to bring damage to the crops, etc. So that's what it's referring to. Yisuch Hashem as Eitzer Rehatay. Merchant should offer for you his good Eitzer. Lamatash Yesh Loi Eitzer. The Peronic. This means there's a bad Eitzer also. There's an Eitzer which is used for punishments. It should not dwell by you, the elements of Ra. So Ruch is in the Shamas, Rashi says, the first explanation really is it's one and the same item. Again, in Kabbalistic literature, so Ruach and Neshama are two distinct elements of Chiyus of the person. Maybe as a Rashi means, the Rashi Neshima, Rashi says it means the ability to breathe. So I'm not saying it's a lower level than Neshama, the Ruach. Kabbalistically, the Ruach is a lower level. Ruach is basically, there's five levels of Neshama which are mentioned. There's nefesh, which is the basic life force that the person is able to live. gives it a person chiyus, and even a behemoth, some element of nefesh, etc. Then there's ruach, which would be all of the elements of chiyus which a human being has. The karchas of ruach.
So an animal has nefesh.
And then there's a drag of neshama, which neshama really, the way he explains that the neshama really does not really dwell in here, it dwells in Shemayim, and the person's neshama remains in Shemayim, it doesn't come down total, but it connects down, in the if you can use the phrase, the bottom part of it is connected into the guf. He says, and as the person becomes a greater person, more and more of the neshama enters into the guf. Because, sort of pictured as the goof expands and gets, the human being becomes a greater and greater person, he gets bigger and bigger, so there's room for more and more neshama to connect in. So you have the tremendous tzaddikim have a tremendous amount of connection. So that's connected in Shemayim. What's found down here is referred to as just the foot of it. And that's, we talk about, and now is the guf is referred to as the shoe of the neshama, because that the shoe represents the place where the body meets the earth, and that's what you walk in. So the neshama is able to walk, as it were, in this world through the guf, because the guf allows it to. That's where it meets the world. The artius, the chumrius of the world, is in the guf. So the guf acts as the shoe on the neshama. And that's why there's a concept of when a person dies, there's a concept of the process of rebuilding the neshama. And if not, there's chalitza, which is taking off the shoe. You've taken away the goof, the shoe, which would be the goof, which would be the shoe for the neshama. So that process is called chalitza. Some of the yinam of the tuma, which is involved in shoes, is based on the fact that the shoe represents the place of chibur between the in halacha it seems to be, at least some poskim can learn that taking off shoes, even if you don't touch them, you have to wash your hands. That's what Rabbi Mazama learns, because it generates tumah, because it's the process of that process is the process which is represents the idea of the neshama and the guf separating, which is obviously it generates tumah.
So,
what are
the top two?
The top two are called Chaya and Yechido.
Chaya is right after Neshama.
Chaya is above Neshama. So the Nefesh Chaim talks about it, he says that very few human beings are Zoicha to the Madrega of Neshama of Chaya. And when they do, they have it, says Elio. Elio got it. Chanoich got it. And when they get to that Madrega, the goof, the impact of the neshama and the goof is so powerful, the goof doesn't die. And that's why Elio didn't die. Chanoich didn't die. He became a Malach. That's through the Kerech of the neshama of Chaya. And then there's a Madrega of Yechida, which is the highest Madrega. The two places where we mention Yechida is in the Hishana, about what talks about the neshama. It starts off with a nefesh ruach of the neshama. Later on, it mentions yechida liyachadoch. Yechida liyachadoch is referring to the madrega of the neshama of yechida, which is the highest madrega. And there are at least some aforshim, if you want to get a feel for it, which say the five tefillos of Yom Kippur are connected to the five levels of the neshama. So Ne'ilah is connected to Yechida. Rekaisel is totally connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no separation at all. Okay, so Rashi says over here that the Ruach is neshama asuya, but the Musa Guf, that's the neshama which exists in the Guf. And the neshama is neshima, that breath of life which is blown into it from above, would be neshama. And Kisei is found in the level called Aravos. The Bershom has stalker with him. He called it to him. But Yikraloi Hashem Shalom means that it's not that he called it a name, but he called it to come. The Bershom called the Shalom to come to him, be with him. These things come from in front of him, means they're with him. Okay. The Tal, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also to be Mechai Mesim. So it brings a pasuk Geshem Nedavos Tonif Elokim. Pasuk in Tehillim says Geshem Nedavos Tonif Elokim Nachoscha Menil O Atokernanto. I come from Matan Torah Ksiv, but this pasuk is a pasuk which is written in reference to Matan Torah. She also nishmas at that point in time. Klai Yisrael's their Mount Torah, their neshama left their bodies. She nemar says nafshi yatsa b'dabrei. My nefesh left the body b'dabrei as the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke. V'henif aleim tal tchiyosei. The Bereshit then sprinkled on them or poured onto them the tal, this dew which is used for tchiyas emesim to bring them back to life. So that's this passage referring to this water of a present Kadosh Baruch Hu poured on them. And the psukim in general over there in that kapitla referring to Matan Torah talks about that, so it says Har Gav Nunim. That's one of the it refers to Har Sinai as Har Gav Nunim. So that's the same kapitla. That's one of the sources of our minhag to eat gavina on Shavuos, because Har Sinai is referred to as Har Gavnunim. That's one of the explanations. So it was a har which was humpback, was bent over, was small. So it's referring to Har Sinai as the Har Gavnunim. So that same capitol mentions Geshem the Dove Stone Nifalakim. The morale, this last point over here where it says the Bereshit was you should praise to the Recheb Aravois, the one who rides on Aravis. And the pasuk Rechev Shemayim Bezrecho. There's a Gemara which says, which he starts with, there's a Gemara which refers to the son rides in a chariot and comes out. He says, that's so there's one of these swarms as well. Basically, the rabbis believed in the Greek version of the Chas V'Shalom of the. He is, you can't imagine how upset he is on this one. It says the Rama Mer Nevuchim, the Rama was Mer, that the of Merkava and Rechev. We took Meister Merkava. It says a rider. There's two elements which you have. The rider of the chariot rider is that A, he's distinct from what he's riding on, and he's in total control of that which he's riding. So the idea of Merkava's use to refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu was a distinct, that we are distinctly independent, or separate, not independent, but separate from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu has total control over us. Those are the two elements which are expressed in Merkava. Okay. We're holding to the second line from the bottom. Where he is surrounded by these clouds of darkness, which protect the right word for it, but surround him. Shenemar Yoshes Choshech Sisrei Suivosav. The Bereshit places the darkness of his Seser, where he's kept hidden, around him. Sukkasayu Kashras Maim Aveshkokim. The place where he dwells in his sukkah is a place of darkness of water, Aveshkokim with thick clouds. Umiika Khashekhu Kamishmaya is their darkness. Waksiv. Pasuk in Daniel, it says, "Who golei amikaso umisar satrosa yoda ma b'chashecha nahara imesh shrei." The verse reveals that which is deep and hidden, and what's in the darkness, because lightness dwells with him. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu is only in a world where there's light. Where's the lokasho? Habavate gavoy, habavate broy. Okay, so in the bate gavoy is only lightness. The Bershom in the but vis-a-vis how it's perceived outside, Bershom has hidden himself. V'amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov oyder rikiachad yesh nemalam mirashay achayus. After above the chayus, there's another level of a rikia. See with the mus al roshay achayu. Rakia Kain Hakarach Anura, above the Rosh Hashanah, this is the division that Yechezkel had, which is referred to as Maisa Merkava, and there he saw above the where the Chayas were, there was a Rakia, which was like the Karach Anura, the awe-inspiring, awesome Karach. The ice. Okay, but at kan yesh lechav rishus ladaber, mekam ed lechav rishus ladaber. This is where the conversation stops. Shekin kosa b'sefer ben tzira, and that's the wisdom which is expressed in Sefer ben tzira. We met him before. It was a composed by ben tzira, which according to I remember who says it. Ben Tzir was the son of Yirmiyahu Navi, and he composed a sefer which was not canonized into the Tanakh. And it's a sefer of the wisdom of Ben Tzir. And he says the following phrase: "B'mufla mimchal tidrash," that which is mufla, which means it's beyond your ability to understand. It's separated from you. Do not attempt to discuss. Mechusim imkoa al tachra, that which is hidden from you, covered over from you, hidden from you. Do not try and delve. Marsha hersheisa hisparne, that which you permitted to, that which you should been, that which you've been permitted to discuss, you should think about. And enlocha esek benistaris, you have no business being involved in that which is nista, which is hidden. Makes sense, right?
A little bit. I mean, I have some issues.
Okay.
I mean, if you try, how are you going to know? I mean, how can a person know?
How a person know what?
I mean, it's basically saying, and the way I can interpret it is that if it's something beyond you, you're not supposed to look into it too deep.
No. It's not saying something beyond you. It's something beyond
man.
The Mufla Mimcha is referring to, so Chazal say that there's points where we don't go. Now, it does mean, why did this sefer? Why did this sefer, the Moshe, come up with these misunderstandings? Because apparently he wasn't a person who was ready to understand it properly. So what's going to happen is, instead of saying I don't understand, the person is going to take, you're going to warp the wisdom which is there based on your warped vision. You look at the world with astigmatism, it comes out warped.
Whatever happened to the sefer? Did anyone ever read it? Did anyone ever learn it? The knowledge that just went by the wayside.
Which knowledge?
Ben Tzira.
Oh, the sefer Ben Tzira. It exists. Ben Tzira exists. I mean, it's not part of Tanakh, but it exists.
Is this the only sefer outside of Tanakh that is quoted sort of authoritatively in Gemara?
You know, for me to do, tell you that, that would require a lot. And offhand, that's the only one I remember. Okay. Okay.
Is it? Is one of the shatim of? It's also to learn Sifrei Chitzanios.
It's referring to Ben Sira. Yes, that's one of the shatim. We mentioned that when we learned over there. So, which one of the problems with it is you see Chazal themselves. In other words, Chazal, you know, have a relationship with Ben Sira then, which would be interesting. That on one end, Chazal is saying you shouldn't be reading it. On the other hand, Chazal took certain points and said that their points are valid. Just getting back to your point, I mean, nowadays they have this Kabbalah center, you know, it's this whole pop Kabbalah thing. I mean, that's exactly what Ben Sira was writing about. Please, don't learn Kabbalah. You know, we have these people writing things about Kabbalah. You have Gershom Sholem, they Amoratzim Gemurim, writing about Kabbalah as if they know what they're talking about. You know, and they're writing about the combination of the this is and the that. So that, you know, it's a joke. So the result is it's a joke. It's sad. You know, it's like what shaykhs do you have to these things?
So you see the Kabbalah sense of people listen to the Chazal didn't read Ben Sira.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Machu beheshivosi bas kolois rosha b'shoshamer ela abamosei ab adam alelyon. Okay, so the Nebuchadnezzar says that I be able to go up onto the high places, the bombers, the Adam alelyon, I'll be like a Kadosh Baruch. I can go as high as a Kadosh Baruch. So how did Rosh Hashanah answer that? Yotzeh Baskol v'Amrava. So a voice came out and said the following: Rosha ben Rosha. Apparently, Nebuchadnezzar's father was no big tzaddik. Okay, ben Benoy Shali Nimrod Rosha, a descendant of Nimrod the Rosha. Shemirna Kaloilam Kulay Alav Malchusa, which attempted to Nimrod was referred to Nimrod because he attempted to make the whole world rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so you grow a tzaddik, you okay. Kamashnas Shaladam, so you're gonna be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Okay, Gvaldik. Okay, Kamashnas Shaladam Mashiv Mishan. How long does a man live? A man lives generally 70 years. Shemar Yesh Mishan said, Hamshiv Mishana being Gibrah Shmani Mishana. If a person is, Bershon gives him the Gvura, so he lives 80 years. Okay, that's you. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Balamin Oretz Adlerikia Mahalach Chamesh Meir Shana. Chazal said that the distance from the Oretz up to the Rikia is a distance which would take to walk 500 years. So, if you want to do the math, I know I once saw Sefer did the math, you know. We say a person can walk a parsa a day. Excuse me, 10 parsa a day. 10 parsa is 40 mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. Right? So, a person will walk 80,000 amas a day. If you know, that's the average mahalach of a person, right? If you cheshbon an amah is 2 feet, so a person will walk 160,000 feet a day, times 365 times 500. That's the distance up to the first rikia. Okay, then the over the rikia. The thickness of the rikia itself, that's up to the rikia. Then the rikia has thickness. There's also mahalach chamesh meyoshan. V'chein ben kol rikia, we said there's 7 rikias. V'rikia, and that's true, each one, the distance from rikia 1 to rikia 2 is 500,000 years. And the thickness of the rikia is 500 years. So if you do that, you have 7 rikias. So plus the distance to the first one, so plus each one, so that's 15 times 500 years, right? So that's 750. Do the math, right? And it's at 7,500 years, right? Worth of walking, right? Okay, then the Malam Him is Chayas HaKadosh. Above that is the Malachim, which referred to as Chayas HaKadosh. Now, the Chayas HaKadosh it says that the ragle achayus keneged kula, the feet of the chayus are as tall as everything which you mentioned until now. Okay, so there's seven. They themselves are a distance to travel from the just up to the, through the feet, from the bottom of the foot to the top of the foot is 7,500 years worth of travel. Okay, then karsuli achayus is keneged kula. Then the karsulim, which is the ankles, is the equivalent of everything mentioned until now. Okay, so that's 15,000. The karsulim themselves are just 15,000 years worth of travel. Shoik achayus is keneged kulam. Then the shoik, which continues, is the equivalent of everything mentioned until now. Right? So that's another. So that's another 15,000 of for that. So that's now. Then you get to the Ruchuv Echayis is connected Kulam, Yerach Echayis is connected Kulam, Guv Echayis is connected Kulam, Samar Echayis is connected Kulam, Rosh Echayis is connected Kulam, Karne Echayis is connected Kulam. So you can do the math. It's quite a distance, the size of this whole thing. The Malam Mehem is Kisei HaKavod. Above the Chayis is the Kisei HaKavod. Ragli Kisei HaKavod is connected Kulam. The That is equivalent to everything I mentioned until now, which I have lost the math already way back. And Kisei HaKavod is connected Kulam. The Kisei HaKavod is equivalent of the size. The HaKavod is the equivalent of that amount of years worth of travel, which you're so many miles worth, etc. And Melech Kel Chai V'Kayom Romani Sosher Chen Aleim. And on that is where Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells. And you said, you're going to be like a Kodesh Baruch. You're going to sit there all the way up, high, right? Yeah, high. Okay? So, in the murder first, it was Russia. We would have referred to him as fool, but okay. So the Pasuk ends off with that. The next Pasuk there in Yeshaya, which that is the claim of the Nebuchadnezzar, is Achal Shol Turod. Al Yarkasebor, where you're going to go is not to the Bamasa Elyon, my friend. You're going down to the depths of the pit. Okay, it's Grashi, Bate Gavoy. Minahara Ime Sharya. In the Bate Gavoy is the light. And does not want to reveal. Don't. That's not where you should be going. Listen, Russia, with an answer, he says, a love, Lashon Nekia, he clamor al atzmoy v'loy alay. Where is that pasuk? A love, okay, and him. So, Russian, Lashon Nekia doesn't mention that it's referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ragle Chayus Obe Parsisayan, the thickness of the feet. Karsuli is East Yura Shakaran Kibili Abalaz. So the Karsulim is the knee. Shaiku Etzam Nimgarima Regal, that's the lower. Shaik is the lower one. Very important Rashi over here, by the way. Where we have it. Now, now there's a gear, so it's the Rosh, because they used to, the minute they used to sell the Rosh. Chuvei who etzam yerech asamach l'shoik, that's the upper, that's the yerech. Yerech who etzam akulis at tekuah b'masnai. So, depending on how you goes in Rashi, either it's referring to the lower one or to the upper one, which has a significant halachic nafkaminas, and they discuss this Rashi. Regards the halach of shoik b'ishe erva, you have a chiyuv to cover the lower leg or not. One of the rushes that I discussed. Okay. Below the merkaba b'yachid. So the mission says merkaba. You don't learn b'yachid. Tanur b'chiya Abu Moshe la Rashi Prakim. Well, you would teach him the Rashi Prakim. It's the chapter beginnings. You give him some basic points. General points. And most of the Moshe Prokem Allah Bezdin, person who is is reached the Madrega of Avbezdin, and Ulchom should lead by Doig Bekirpoy, or anybody who has that a constant, Rashi says, he's constantly serious, means he understands the weight of what he's dealing with. So he always be very careful with it. Ikad Amri, second version says, no. You need both. He's both Av Bezdin, which means he's reached that high madrega of responsibility, and he's also a person who always carries Liba Dabu Kirby. He's always very careful. Amar Rabami, Ein Moisrin, Sisri Torah, the hidden elements of Torah, only given to the Misha Yeshma Chamishin Dormi, has five points in him. Sar Chamishin, so Rashi says it means that. The positive means that he's a leader over 50 people, but some unfortunately means this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Sarcha mishim nesoy panim v'yayitz v'kochem charashim v'navoyin lachash. So this pasuk is referring to the ones where the high madrigas of the Tzimina Chachom of Klal Yisrael. Nesoy Panim means there's a person that people accept, defer to him. V'yayitz, he's a person people go to for advice. V'chacham Charashim and Nevoy Lachash. So Rashi says that the more is going to come back, more later on Yadal will come back to what these mean. A chacham charashim is a chacham that he's so smart that more later on that when he starts talking, everybody shuts up. Everybody becomes like they're mute. And the way lachash, he said, hey, but understand silence, which is a tremendous smile, and not everybody understands what silence means. You don't teach Divrei Torah to non-Jew. Now we had that Gemara, that concept over there in Sanhedrin. Okay, let's do Rashi, because we should leave things hanging over here. Rashi Prokim, Rashi Parsha Shabbat. You give the general chapter headings. He's always very serious. You need both. My separations is referring to Bryce, which discusses my separations. That's one more thing. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan said there was talent to Rabbi Elazar. So I want to teach you my Ma'aser Merkava. Amalei Loi Kashoy. I'm not old enough. So she says I'm not Liba Doeg. I don't have that seriousness which comes with it. Versus Kikash. By the time I got old, Noch Nafshi the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nifter. Amalei Rabasi. So Rabasi was a talent. Rabbi Yochanan was also older. It says, "Talk about Gamrei with my Simakava. I'll teach my Simakava." Amalei Izak Zakoi. Had I been deserving, and had I gotten purified myself young enough, Gamirta Mirech and Rabka, I would have learned it from your Rebbe as opposed to from you. But I wasn't ready yet. One Rashi over here.
Rabbi Elazar, what? Purified himself.
Right. Loi Kashoy. I'm not old enough that I have, and I don't have the requirement of liba doyeg, which hopefully I will get. Okay.